Thank you, Tom. Good morning, everybody. I'm presenting on behalf of a nice consortium from three different countries, four different institutes. Rutgers University is one of our partners. You definitely know them. Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences, the group of Nick Jarvis. Norwegian University of Life Sciences. And my institute, NIBIO, there is a good chance that you haven't really heard this name before. That's definitely because that's a new institute. It's been formed last year from the merger, or through the merger of three previous institutes. You may have heard some of them. Bioforsk, the Norwegian Institute of Forest and Landscape Research, and the Institute for Agricultural Economy. So this consortium received funding from the Norwegian Research Council to essentially try to enhance what we do in the field of paedo transfer functions. We try to infuse new information into paedo transfer functions through the usage and preparing for the future of potentially cheaper applications of CT scanning. So the use of CT scanning of soil samples, and by that the availability of poor geometry metrics to the users. So the project has four major objectives. One of them is the field validation of all what is going to be generated through the project. That's objective one. And I'm going to present more or less about objective one. But I had to make a decision whether to present fragments of information as results or rather the larger context as the methodology. And I decided to go with the latter. So this is going to be a very methodology-heavy presentation with very light amount of results. So I'm telling Tom not to worry when at 12 minutes it's still methodology. I think I should be fine. So we had to find locations that are representative of Norwegian agricultural land and soil. So Norway has the size of roughly the size of Ohio, but it spans from, if you map it on the US, from about New Orleans to upstate New York. The red little star shows the location of the field site. It's south of Oslo. It's the extreme south of the country, but it's still the latitude of Anchorage, Alaska. And it's in an agricultural area which has been used for agriculture for a long time. But agriculture only occupies roughly 3% of Norway, so we have to be really smart about these, about the use of agricultural land. So we did two steps of ERT, electrical resistivity tomography scannings, to identify a small volume of soil that we are going to later instrument. Small volume, we are talking about roughly 2 cubic meters, 2 meters by 1 meter area and down to the observed water table, which is roughly 1 meter. So first we scanned an area with a half meter spacing of ERT sensors. We used 24 lines of 48 grids, so roughly 24 by 12 meters were scanned. And the results of this, well, you see the group working on it. Matt Patterson is sitting here in the audience from Rutgers, and then the rest of us are the Norwegians. We used the Siskel Pro system for the ERT scans. This is a quasi 3D reconstruction of the 24 lines. So these are this is not true 3D information as we collected it, but this was used to find a location within this larger area that seems to show some sort of heterogeneity in its behavior. The experiment, set of measurements took place in the autumn of 2015, which was a very dry period, unusually dry period in Norway. So we used slices of the scans. This is only, I didn't label it because it's not really necessary to show the point. These are only the top half meter, top 50 centimeter of the soil, and then it spans 24 meters wide. So we used these stacks of layers to find some interesting areas. And what we ended up going with is the area that is marked, because we saw something subsurface, roughly in the at the level of 30 to 45 centimeters, there was something interesting that behaved differently. But you see the red spots near the very surface. That's most likely, we thought that was most likely due to the crop, so the root, that's the root zone close to the surface. The farmer just harvested the day before we went out, so this is really fresh, freshly harvested crop. Now, once we identified that area, we used a finer resolution ERT scan of the same kind, but this time we went for 10 centimeter resolution. So it was 4.7 by 1 meter area that we scanned from the surface, and tried to find. Yes, that's the last one. Is the interesting one. Try to find what we see at the finer resolution, and we found the same features that we found from the larger resolution. The lower resolution. Except that this time we got a finer image of what to expect. So we saw number two was an unidentifiable object from the surface, and I can report that we actually found what it was. We don't know what it is, but we found where it is and found the reason why we see that in the image. And number three is a wheel track. There was a wheel track just crossing this identified area, and we were happy to see that it shows up on the ERT image. So that is something to survey later on. We isolated two by 1 meter areas. One was then later surveyed in 2015, and the other in 2016. We just concluded that experiment before I came to the US, so there's not much we can show about that one. And we used 20 TDR probes and tensiometers in pairs. You will see an image of it, to then sense soil moisture patterns over a longer period of time with a very fine time resolution. There you see Matt Patterson as the DJ of the electronics, standing with the data logger. Everything was installed from two trenches, from the two sides of the examined volume. So here you see the side view of the installations, pairs of TDRs and tensiometers. You see the models. We used long extension rods. So whatever you see here, we did have an open soil surface on the side in the trenches, but the sensors were really deep, in at least 45 centimeters into the soil. And up to 95 actually. So this is more or less the installation, the side view of the installation pattern. The orangey blob is what we saw subsurface. It's we don't know what it really is, but it's near the plow layer, and it looks different, it feels different. It feels dry to the hand while it's really moist by the measurements. It's the structure is different. We don't know what it really is, but it's a point of heterogeneity. We love that. And then you see the wheel track, the tire track, and then some other small features. So we had these were the points that determined our installations. A bit later on, we hoped to do this earlier, but a bit later on we managed to assemble and install borehole ERT sensors. There is not much we can present about those, but we ended up having six 165 centimeter long boreholes at the four corners, and then in the middle of the longer sides of the area, vertically installed, giving us altogether 96 sensors, ERT sensors, and by that enabling us to generate a 3D image of moisture patterns or electrical resistivity patterns, which will translate into moisture patterns. You actually do see a 3D volume of the initial measurement we had. The tire track would be aligned with this spot. It would go this way, We don't see it all across, but we do see signs of lower resistivity because of most likely of higher moisture content locked into that volume. Just to show you that we are gathering soil moisture and pressure information. These are the sensors. This is a pattern from this year's experiment. These are sensors from the top layer. And I would just like to point out that only one out of the, well, two experiments, 20 sensor pairs, so 40 installations, only one out of the 40, where is the mouse? One sec. One out of the 40 TDRs showed some really odd peak. It definitely got flooded, but all the other installations seem to work. And one out of the 40 tensiometers showed it's a subsurface tensiometer, and it showed unusually unusual drying pattern, which is not real in that soil in Norwegian conditions. But we have 39 out of 40 sensors altogether by the two experiments combined working well. Then we did intensive sampling. Here you see Daniel Jimenez, Matt, and two of us, Mingming Ching, so three Rutgers people and myself doing sampling. We did it in five layers, and we collected, you see, a large number of samples, of which 25 will go through the entire cycle of what we planned to do, including the CT scanning, and another 64 going through all the lab measurements of hydraulic properties. This is just a plan view of one of the layers of sampling. You sometimes need to get lucky. This was 2 days after we sampled. We got major flooding in the site. So samples go to CT scanning, just an interesting feature of a worm locked in one of the samples. But so we are gathering pore geometry metric information. And these are all the other types of measurements we are performing. Pretty much what you collect for pedo transfer functions, bulk density, organic carbon, particle size distribution, and then entire water retention and hydraulic conductivity characteristics, including saturated, near saturated, and unsaturated hydraulic conductivity. This is what is going really slowly, so we could not really present a lot of information that can be combined with what we observed in the field. A small subset of the samples was part of a master's thesis in Uppsala. And I would just like to point out this one piece of information. There seems to be hope in what we are to achieve here. Saturated hydraulic conductivity seems to be well correlated, even though this is only a rank correlation, but seems to be really well correlated with one of the pore geometry metrics, and that is the critical pore diameter. So we're going to move on and get this information, all this information for all the samples we are planning to use, which is in the range of about 250, 300 samples in the next few years, and try to really give good grounds to these observations. So this is heavily ongoing work. Even our last year's experiment still hasn't been completely processed, and the CT scans were done at lower resolution. They will be redone. The spatial analysis could not even be started yet because we don't have all the suitable data for it. The 2016 experiment, we just concluded, like I said, less than 2 weeks ago. And the rest of the country is sampled for point samples, so without an experiment like this, just the core samples, so that we can populate a large, relatively large database for pedo transfer development. That is ongoing, and it's going to conclude in about 2 years. 3D modeling is being done partly by Matthew, partly by our group. And we still plan to have another experiment next year of the same kind. We don't exactly know yet where and what else to add. If you have any ideas, please come and talk to me. And we are able to entertain students, include students in this project. So if you have a student who is interested, or you're interested in sending a student, come talk to me, because we would like to involve you if you are able to. Thank you.
Thank you.